You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
International aid is continuing to mobilise for Tonga after last weekend's volcanic eruption. The Tongan government has so far confirmed three deaths in relation to Saturday's eruption of Hunga Haepai, and all houses on the island of Mango were wiped out. Two New Zealand Navy vessels have been approved for arrival to Tonga yesterday by the Tongan government. While progress on communications out of yesterday was starting to resume in Tonga, as some sort of phone service is available for Tongans to reconnect with the wider world. Vivian Uini is the acting general manager of the Acting General Manager International at the New Zealand Red Cross, and she joins us now live. Kia ora, Viv. So what's the latest situation in Tonga that can you give us right now?
Well, kia ora. So we're really thankful that communications are starting to resume. It's really difficult when you can't get messages out of the affected country and also the other way around. So we're really pleased that we've had contact with Tonga Red Cross via our International Federation office in Suva. And the good news is that our people and volunteers at Tonga Red Cross are all safe and well. But there is a lot of devastation across a variety of islands. And as you just mentioned, with some of the islands, evacuations have started on two of the most affected islands. There is likely to be long-term assistance for those people that are affected there, but there's a varying degree of damage across the island. So Tonga Red Cross are busy completing needs assessments to get a real understanding of what the need is, but they're also working and distributing not what we call non-food items, which are things like tarpaulins, blankets, shelter toolkits and the like. So that's already started, but there is clearly issues with the water contamination. So they're also assisting in some distribution of water as well. But the needs are going to be huge.
So what are the supplies? Well, you just mentioned water. Do they also need food as well? Because I think recent reports saying the presence of volcanic ash mixed with water is going to have a huge impact on Tonga's agricultural system.
That's right. So the word is through the Tongan government that the needs that they're facing at the moment is water, diesel fuel and food. On top of that, there are definite needs for the shelter itself, masks because of the atmospheric challenges with all of the ash. They're clearly going to need funding, personnel, so ideally we'd like to be able to get some delegate support in country, but there's a challenge around that we could perhaps talk to shortly. Further supplies, so we know in country the Tonga Red Cross already have enough relief items in stock to supply to 1,200 households, but the need is much greater than that. So they're going to be requiring a lot more to be sent over. And of course, water purification tablets.
I guess the biggest challenge in this is the logistics, right? Because recently, it's only, I think, until yesterday that the airport at Tongatapu is available for military aircraft to land, and the first naval ships from New Zealand, at least, won't be arriving for another 2 days.
Yes, that's right. So we're in constant communication with Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and there is a possibility that we'll be able to get our supplies over to Tonga via one of the New Zealand Defence Force flights. If not all of the supplies, then we'd have to look at shipping the rest. But we're just trying to get an understanding at the moment of just the scale of relief items that they're going to need. But we're hoping to have that confirmed either today or tomorrow at the latest.
But what about, how can people help? What do they donate or provide supplies, or how can they help?
Very good question. So we've set up a special appeal called the Pacific Tsunami Appeal. And anyone who is interested in donating would direct you there. The link to that is on our website. So if you go to redcross.org.nz, there is the tsunami appeal button there. So it's nice and easy. But with that, we really try to discourage donating anything else, because it just creates logistical challenges, and often what is sent isn't what's needed. So from our perspective, we firmly believe that cash is best. It's more useful in country to that country affected. So it means that, you know, often what they need to do can be accessed in country. So cash is best.
And I also saw that the Red Cross has a service on helping lost families reconnect with each other. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So that service is called Restoring Family Links, and it helps reconnect people with their loved ones. So we can assist in making contact. So again, you can go onto our website, redcross.org.nz. And if you look under the section What We Do, there is the tab there called Restoring Family Links that you can click on to. One thing I would like to say around this service is, you know, it's very much needed when you can't locate your loved ones, but also when communications are down. The good news is communications, albeit limited, they are improving. So we're hearing lots of stories coming through now that people are being able to reconnect. But if you can't, absolutely get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do to help.
So that works from one way. If someone in New Zealand needs to find their relatives in Tonga, they can also use that service if they can't get into touch with their families somehow.
Yes, and also for the people in Tonga, if they're having issues trying to locate their loved ones back here in New Zealand to get a message that they're okay, then the people in Tonga can go to the Tongan Red Cross and it can work the other way.
Has anyone reached out for any assistance already on locating their loved ones?
Yes, absolutely. So we've had a total number of requests, around 300, but we're suspecting a significant portion of those, or at least 50%, may have already made contact, but we're just going through that list now to get an understanding of the full picture.
Okay. Going back to my an earlier question, though, on supplies, because when we see, well, the Tongan authorities are now reporting all houses on the island of Mango were wiped out, would some of the more distant islands on Tonga will require much more urgent medical infrastructure or something like that?
Look, possibly. Again, the communications have really hampered everyone getting a clear understanding of what the needs are. So I understand that the Tongan government have sent a relief ship out to three of the inhabited islands, and two of our Tongan Red Cross staff have managed to sail on that ship. It's going to take time to get a full understanding of exactly how each of the islands has been affected and what the needs are on each of those.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.